Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, some of us suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. Some of us suffer from, you know, a whole variety of things that might interfere with our daily lives. But then a good number of us feel like we're on the verge. We feel like we could very, very easily, you know, struggle with our attention or struggle with our concentration or struggle with obsessions about things or compulsive behaviors. And so, many times in the human psyche, we are very close to going one way or the other, and we have controls. And the main control is, well, I'm not going to let this interfere with my life. I'm not going to let it interfere with my relationships. I'm not going to let it interfere with school. I'm not going to let it interfere with work. And for those of us that have those controls, especially in the obsessive compulsive realm, we do fine. But I got to tell you, yesterday, man, I was close. So, as you all know, there was a scorpion in my house last weekend. Yes, it's a scorpion. Sometimes that's all it takes. Just being traumatized by one little baby thing that I am a lot bigger than. And clean the kitchen. Scorpion is in a pitcher I was going to use to make lemonade. And I was cleaning the kitchen. And because I could have been stung by one of the most venomous scorpions in my neck of the woods, that scared me. So what you do with scorpions, which we spoke about before, is because they like to hide in crevices, they like to hide on the bed, they like to hide on sheets. I was actually stung by one because it crawled into my bed years ago. That what you do is before you go to bed, you check the sheets, make sure the beds are away from the wall. Some people say put glass jars up around the bed. The problem, I don't have enough glass jars, so that's not going to work. Make sure you seal crevices and holes and things like that. Well, hubby's out of town. So I don't have any of that. It's like caulk or something where you, it's like this white stuff. I don't have any of that. I don't even know where to find it. When I go to Home Depot, I really embarrass women because I, you know, look for the nearest dude. And I'm like, can you help me? I don't know where this is. And so, you know, the last thing is you want to be asking for something like that, running around Home Depot and get caught on video. So all I can do is just check the sheets. So last night, checked the room. Then, as I was checking the room, I was thinking to myself, well, wait a second. What if the scorpion is watching me check the room, and as I do my, you know, my check, it's right behind me? So I might think that I completely cleared a room. You know how with cops, you know, they'll go to a room, they'll be, okay, this room's clear, this is clear. All right, so I think I cleared the room, but what if the scorpion's like, okay, now I can crawl in because she thinks it's clear. So then I turn around and go, well, maybe I need to check it again. Then I get into bed, and I had to get up to pee. So I get up to pee, and I'm like, you know, what if the scorpion decides to jump into bed when I went to pee? So I check the bed again. Then the cats are starting to go, meow, meow, they wanted to eat, even though I just fed them 2 hours before, and they still have food there. And I felt guilty, so I'm like, all right, I'll get them more eats. And then I'm like, wait a second, if I jump out of the bed, how do I know another scorpion didn't jump in? So I almost caught myself starting to become compulsive. Obsession is where you have obsessive thoughts and you, you know, can't concentrate and get through work, or, you know, they're just kind of recurrent or persistent thoughts. And then compulsions are your repetitive behaviors. And you feel like you need to do this behavior to calm down anxiety and stress. So searching your bed and searching your house for scorpions, you would think would be just a simple act, but you unfortunately could be compulsive. And what seems to spawn that is prior trauma. I told you guys about my spider story. I was really fine with bugs. You know, I mean, I grew up in Arizona, so we had scorpions. That wasn't an issue back then. I grew up around bugs. Everything was fine. And then I'm in my dorm, college days, and I see like little family of little baby spiders in a little baby web in the crack of my dorm. And I'm like, let them live. They're baby spiders. We love all of God's creatures. Well, I wake up the next day, and it looks like I was bit. And that bite got so big and infected that it almost looked like a double D breast, almost as big as mine, on my leg. And I had to go and get it drained. I had to get antibiotics. And it turned out that it was probably mama spider. So every day since then, I would check the bed for spiders, And I started getting compulsive about it. Even though it was just once, it's just I couldn't go to bed without checking for spiders. But finally, I'm in medical school, and I'm like, this has to stop. I just have to stop it. Just, you're done checking the bed for spiders, all right? You know, just wear long pants, whatever. It'll be okay. And that last night, and I promised myself this is the last night, I flip open the covers, and a big, huge spider, I don't even know what kind, it wasn't Black Widow, but it was big, runs across the bed from the feet to the pillow. I mean, that was my last night. But I told myself, that's my last night, and I haven't checked the bed for spiders ever since. So when you have these repetitive behaviors, and human nature, sometimes we like being sure, we like being complete, we don't like being halfway, you know, or half-assed about stuff. But sometimes one way to get over a compulsion is say, all right, you know what? I'm just going to do it once and that's going to be it. And then I'm going to just let life be. And it takes that control. And so I did that last night with the scorpion. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. Okay. I'm not going to check the house for scorpions anymore. Hubby comes home in a few days. We'll let him do it because that's kind of his job. We have jobs in the house. I make all the orders and the plans and I order people around and he does them. And so that's one of his jobs. I'll let him do it. I'm not even going to think about spider, put spider out of my mind, even though we have a cat named Spider, and scorpions out of my mind, and just move on. So how do you avoid compulsive or obsessive behaviors? Well, one technique is just saying, you know, I'm not going to let it consume me. I'm not going to let a spider or a scorpion or an oven or a light switch consume me. I'm bigger than that. I'm not going to let it ruin my life. Another technique which we talked about on the show is stop think. One of my buddies in medical school kept thinking about sex. So he would just keep going, stop, stop. And he said every time he thought about sex, I'd say stop. Stop, 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 stop. Yeah, well, nobody would listen to the show. But stop think helps as well. We'll talk more about this later, but don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So it's fireworks season. We are coming up on 4th of July weekend. Fantastic time of year. I love it. Great time to be patriotic. Great time to be grateful that we're in the country that we're in. Our country isn't perfect. We have a lot of issues, a lot of things that need to be fixed, a lot of things that need to be addressed. But for the most part, I think we are so, so lucky to live here and not in, sadly, some of these other countries that really abuse their citizens, use them as guinea pigs, don't care about them, starve them. And so I'm just ecstatic that I'm an American and that my family was able to come to this country, become citizens, and I was able to be born here. So I celebrate on 4th of July. Sadly, 4th of July can be pretty dangerous. And there was an explosion of illegal fireworks
a lot of fireworks, that sadly hurt 17 people. Several cars were damaged, multiple people injured, and this happened yesterday when a store or a cache of illegal fireworks had to be confiscated by L.A. authorities, and it exploded. 9 LAPD officers and 1 Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive officers were taken to nearby hospitals along with 6 civilians. This is according to CBS Los Angeles. A 10th police officer was hurt but not hospitalized, according to fire officials. CBS LA reported that all of those injured were expected to recover, and many were quickly released from the hospital. Now, LAPD said in a tweet that it was unsure what had caused the explosion in South LA, but 10 pounds of seized explosives were placed into a special containment unit used by LAPD specifically to carry out controlled explosions. And this truck was designed to destroy up to 15 pounds of explosive material, but something went wrong. It caused a massive blast that tore through the very special truck. That's what they're calling it, a special truck, and everything near it. According to CBS LA, officers at the scene yelled "fire in the hole" multiple times, moved away from the trailer shortly before the explosion. Now, Sky 9 reporter Desmond Shaw told CBS LA that he thought the explosion would be a routine detonation and that it just went catastrophically wrong. After it happened, we felt the blast up here. He said it just kind of shook up my head a little bit. So I thought bomb squad was there. They tried to contain, you know, apparently they seized this from a home. I thought that if you are going to take fireworks, you wouldn't detonate them or try to destroy them right there in the residential area. I would think that special truck would take it somewhere, and then they would do that in, like, let's say a field, just in case there was a mishap with the truck. So I am a little shocked that this happened. I'm trying to look at the video footage right now. I can't play audio because I don't know if there's foul language. But you just see the whole truck explode in the middle of the residential area. Now, I thought maybe the fireworks just exploded, but it could be that the truck was doing its thing. So fireworks, sadly, are pretty dangerous, and I don't know why it became something that, you know, city officials used to launch for everybody, and now people on their own want to do it themselves. And I got to admit, I loved it when the neighbors would have little sparklers and things going on in the neighborhood, and so you could go outside and you could watch, and the kids are all excited, and they, you know. But sadly, one of my brother's nephews, by marriage, a sparkler, I forget which one, ricocheted off a rock, and it flew back, hit the kid's eye, and he's blind in one eye. So in our family, it's pretty serious stuff. We never really launched our own fireworks that much. It was always, you know, a friend, and we would come over, but we would keep a very, very safe distance. Sadly, people will light themselves on fire. There's tons of different types of accidents. Your hand sanitizer. I see moms goop up their kids with hand sanitizers. Then the kid is holding a little sparkler. No, hand sanitizer is flammable. Hand sanitizer is anywhere from 60 to 95% alcohol base. It is too flammable, and the residue sits on one's hands. So, no hand sanitizer this weekend. Just soap and water if you're going to be anywhere near fireworks. In fact, last year, the city of Greensboro, North Carolina Fire Department warned followers on Facebook to avoid fireworks and hand sanitizer. They said to wash your hands only with soap and water. That's because last year in the thick of COVID, people were hand sanitizing like crazy. So fireworks, very interestingly, many historians believe that they have their origins back from China, 200 BC. According to history.com, the Chinese would roast bamboo, and bamboo will explode with a bang because it has these little hollow air pockets. And so they would do that to ward off evil spirits. At some point between 600 and 900 AD, Chinese chemists or alchemists wanted to, I guess, try and discover an elixir for immortality, mixed together saltpeter. Saltpeter is what makes you less amorous. Potassium nitrate. By the way, potassium nitrate was a common kitchen seasoning at the time. They mixed charcoal, sulfur, and other ingredients, and unwittingly made an early form of gunpowder. Then the Chinese began stuffing the volatile substance into bamboo shoots, and then they were thrown into a fire to produce a loud blast. History.com feels that's how the first fireworks were born. Now, that was in, what, 600, 900 AD? Why 1776? What happened then? Well, on July 3rd, 1776, John Adams penned a letter to his wife suggesting fireworks, or, quote, illuminations, be used to celebrate the upcoming Independence Day. That the next day was when the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, July 4th. The following year, fireworks were used in Philadelphia's celebration of Independence Day, and they had a parade. So the parades and the fireworks really started pretty early on since our inception of Independence Day. Not sure why John Adams had to pen a letter to his wife. Couldn't he have just spoken to her? Now, pillow talk? But a lot of fireworks are illegal. Massachusetts is the only state that bans any individual from owning or setting off fireworks. I have to double check if any other states have now added to this. But in other states, laws vary. So in most states, you can have party poppers, smokers, handheld sparklers, wheel and ground spinners, and those approved by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Illegal fireworks, however, include the Roman candles, wire and wooden sparklers, projectile fireworks, those using arsenic, phosphorus, thiocyanate, and gunpowder. There's a whole bunch of state laws. I have a link on my website to this. So how many people actually get injured? About 20,000 fires got started in 2018, including 1,900 structure fires, 500 vehicle fires, 17,000 outside and other fires. And these fires, sadly, in 2018, which I think is the latest numbers we have, caused 5 people to die, 46 civilian injuries, and about $100 million in direct property damage. In 2018, they estimated 9,100 people were hurt by firework-related injuries. Half were to their extremities. 34% were to the eye and other parts of the head. And children under 15 years of old sadly accounted for more than one-third of the injuries. So this is something that will, I mean, whether it's your little kid, whether it's the grown-up, they all could get, you know, anybody could get hurt. Legs, hands, and fingers were the biggest, but 19% of them hit the eyes. So which ones are the most dangerous? Well, like I said, I mean, if you have hand sanitizer, even a little handheld sparkler could do it. But it appears that sparklers might be the culprit in the majority of cases, probably because they're the most ubiquitous in terms of what people can get their hands on. So burns, eye injuries, facial injuries, hearing loss, lacerations, broken bones, sprains, even car accidents. So how do you protect yourself? Well, avoid purchasing and using illegal fireworks. Don't allow your kids to touch them. Use neighborhood areas that are not in the flow of traffic. Make sure you have buckets and buckets of water and fire extinguishers nearby. Wash your hands rather than using hand sanitizer. Make sure your bystanders back up. Do not relight a firework. Dispose of fireworks in a bucket of water. Don't carry fireworks in your pockets, unlit ones. Don't shoot fireworks out of metal or glass casings. Maybe just watch a fireworks show that's up in the sky, one of those good ones, like Disneyland. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats Thursday approved a $715 billion partisan infrastructure bill. The significant difference between the chambers is that the Senate bill has provisions to help cover the cost of their framework. The House is leaving out those details for another time. China's rise is a historical inevitability, and it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Its leader Xi said Thursday during an event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi said foreign countries that bully China will meet a great wall of steel, end quote. Oregon Governor Kate Brown invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act on Wednesday, allowing the state fire marshal to contribute firefighters and other resources to combat a fire that has grown to 10,000 acres. The fire broke out near Defer, Oregon, Tuesday evening. Defer is just over 100 miles east of Portland. USA Radio News. As America is unsure how President Biden's open border policy will play out, some states are not waiting for the fallout. Dan Naraki explains.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is dispatching 50 members of her state's National Guard to the southern border to help deal with the illegal immigration crisis. The president of the Border Patrol Union says they always welcome any Guard personnel that come to the border. Brandon Judd tells Fox News how Guard troops can help Border Patrol agents in their mission.
Well, they serve as our eyes. Oftentimes, Border Patrol agents are stuck in fixed locations where they're watching cameras or they're on scope trucks, and when we're in those locations, we can't actually be out apprehending people. So the National Guard comes in and they serve as our eyes. They report directly to the Border Patrol. They radio in any traffic that they see, and then we're able to direct our agents to those locations where the illegal activity is taking place. And it's extremely effective. It allows us to put more of our manpower in the field. So we always welcome as many National Guardsmen as we can possibly get.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So half the country is over it. Now, a public official will say something, or a health official will say something, and they'll be like, yeah. We're 16 months in. I'm tired. I'm fatigued by it. Just, I'm going to move on with my life. But the other half of the country is really tuning in, and they want to make sure that they don't miss any recommendations. So when the World Health Organization last week said, look, guys, even if you're vaccinated, wear a mask. You should be wearing a mask. I'm sorry, my nose is running. And that kind of caused a stir because we were told in America that if you got your vaccine, you didn't have to wear a mask. So people got all upset. They got their panties all up in a bunch. And the World Health Organization stood by saying, look, you can still get the variant. You can still get COVID. You can still transmit it. Wear the mask. So the CDC had to come out and say something. And the CDC said, no, We're going to kind of stand by our mask guidelines. If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Indoors, outdoors. We think your vaccine has made you very safe against the variants, even the Delta. So we're going to stand by what we originally said. So anybody kind of looking at this going, but wait a second. We have the World Health Organization, which is the World Health Organization. Then we have the CDC. So why aren't they in agreement? And who's correct? So, you know, I, as a physician, they're both correct in a way. And the World Health Organization is doing exactly what they need to cover their butts. And the World Health Organization is under a lot of scrutiny on how they approach the COVID pandemic in the beginning and their approach. I'm sorry, my nose keeps running. How they approached China. So they are, if they are looking at microbes, now they are looking at the efficacy of the vaccines, and they are taking into account that some people aren't getting the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine, and they might be getting the Sinovac vaccine that isn't as effective, or maybe the AstraZeneca vaccine. The safest thing for any government agency to do is just to tell people to social distance, mask, whatever. So the World Health Organization saying, yeah, vaccinated people can still carry the virus, they can still get the virus, they're not wrong. I mean, they're truthfully, if you look at the microbiology, yeah, and we've discussed that on the show. CDC has a much different agenda. All right, the CDC has a country that's pretty ticked. They also have a country where still there's not enough people getting vaccinated to reach herd immunity. And they might not want to rest on these technicalities. And they've been making good progress with vaccinations. So people think, well, if I get vaccinated anyway, I can still give it to a loved one. I can still carry it. I still have to wear a mask. You're going to see vaccination rates plummet even more. So the CDC is like, look, the vaccines are working. The majority of people who are dying now of COVID were the unvaccinated. We have had some deaths of vaccinated people, but it's rare. We have had some deaths and some adverse events with the vaccine, but considering the numbers, it's rare. So if you went through that and you vaccinated, there's a good chance you're going to be fine. If you feel like wearing a mask, wear a mask. But vaccinated people are probably safe. So I can't say the CDC is wrong because, at some point, you have to not live in a bubble. I was interviewed by Alan Snell of the Las Vegas Sports Biz yesterday on how do I feel about Legion Stadium opening up and the Garth Brooks concert and people going to T-Mobile Arena for the Vegas Golden Knights games. You know, how much risk are these people taking? Well, I mean, the thing is you take a risk with everything you do, whether it's you driving your car, whether it's you going to sleep in your Miami condo in the Champlain Towers, whether it's the east one that fell? The south? Whether it's you, you know, going to a restaurant and the person behind the counter didn't wash their hands. So you're taking a risk all the time. Vaccinated people are not going to be 100% immune. Vaccinated people are not going to be immortal, but they could be at risk, but much less risk. So the CDC is looking at, look, all right, Americans got really mad about the masks. So we're not going to go there. We're going to move forward. We're going to cut our losses. And vaccinated people right now are safe. So I'm going to agree with that. But the World Health Organization is not completely off because they're 1,000% correct. If you have a person next to you that hasn't been vaccinated and they can't get vaccinated and they're vulnerable and you've been vaccinated, you could still technically give them COVID. So the World Health Organization is not wrong. So what the moral to all of this is you have these bodies of public officials, and you would think that everybody would be on the same page. It's not that hard to be on the same page. It's science. If you follow the science is there. And I think the one thing that you guys all learned is you could have four doctors in the room and 40 different opinions. All right? Just like with religion. Just like with anything, just like with politics. Right? I mean, I've heard Republicans and I've heard Democrats be really logical. They both sound right. How could two people be right on a topic that should clearly be right or wrong. It just, that's the nature of it, and that's the science of it. So when you're looking at science, you have people say, well, yeah, even though at the 100% mark, at the micro level, we're really, really going to micromanage, and we're not, the organization is correct, but we're not going to micromanage. We're going to be a little bit more, we're going to allow people to get back to life. So if we're not going to micromanage, we're right. So, you know, how do we move forward in terms of people looking at, you know, the information given by our public officials and by our governing medical bodies? You know, how do we move forward? And I think COVID might have maybe brought some silver linings to the medical community in terms of teaching everybody about microbes and pathogens, and maybe people aren't going to sneeze and cough on other people, and they might wash their hands more, you know, and realize that we're all mortal and we're all vulnerable to something that could take us out. But on the flip side, you have such a fatigue, you have such a boy who cried wolf, people are just exhausted with all the back and forth that, you know, it's concerning. I mean, when Fauci said something early on in the pandemic, people were quoting him. People have made Fauci into a joke. And it's not, I mean, the guy's a doctor. He busted his butt throughout the pandemic. I know he worked his butt off. We might not have agreed with a lot of the things he said, but he worked his butt off, and now he says something and people won't even take it seriously. And I still think he has a lot to contribute. And so he personally, by the way, on this matter, he did weigh in and he says he doesn't think the CDC is going to change their mind. So what's going on with the Delta variant? Well, now we're being told that this Delta variant is now becoming the most prominent strain, the prominent variant in the United States. This is supposed to be the one that's more transmissible, more lethal, replicates faster, and affects younger individuals. But the question that arises that people have is, if we still have over 100 million people not vaccinated, how come the hospitals aren't overwhelmed now? So what was it about the spring and summer that caused COVID hospitalizations to drop? I credit vaccines, but could it have been also the circulating strains, such as the Alpha UK strain, might not have been as strong? So the reason why I take the Delta strain seriously is, similarly to last year, things were fine, we were doing all right, and then all of a sudden, end of summer, early fall, cases spiked again. And it might just be it's because these variants have a chance to get stronger. Do I think the vaccines protect us against the Delta variant? I hope so. I mean, I believe in what I'm reading. I've been vaccinated, but I don't think I've been exposed to the Delta variant, so I can't tell you from personal experience. But for now, we're being told in America that the vaccine should work. The Delta variant is making its, you know, appearance, and it's a bad one. But those who are vaccinated should still be safe enough to not have to wear masks. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So with the Surfside condo, what was not only, beyond tragic with what happened, but adding to the tragedy was it happened in the middle of the night. So you didn't really have a lot of witnesses. It wasn't like, while we were walking down the street, walking our dog. This all happened 1:30 in the morning. So what's made this very, very frustrating for many of us is if you didn't have a lot of witness accounts, you don't know what happened. And obviously people in the area want to know, was this a one-off, and that this one particular building had issues and lack of oversight, putting the residents at risk of being, toppled and crushed by the ceiling above it in their sleep, or
Was this a sinkhole or something that could possibly now affect other condos in the area? Well, we do have one witness account. They say a couple staying at a nearby hotel was actually up and recording video. Wow. And they showed debris and gushing water in the underground parking garage of the Surfside condo building minutes before it collapsed. Adriana Sarmiento and Roberto Castillo were at a nearby hotel, and they recorded video at about 1:30 in the morning on June 24th. One recording, taken after the couple heard a loud crash, shows a view through the gate for the parking garage. Water can be seen coming down, and concrete rubble appears to have fallen. The couple watched as residents of the Champlain Tower South building rushed to their balconies, confused about the sound. They heard this crash. So those who were up rushed to their balcony. Sarmiento said she and Castillo scrambled into the street, trying to wave for residents to evacuate, but they couldn't understand her, you know, because they were multiple stories up. Then the couple starts seeing dust, glass, rock. They start running for their lives. Took them a few minutes to realize what happened. Then the video recorded after the collapse, they saw this, you know, pile of rubble, debris, and then they looked to the people in the balcony and they were all gone. He said, I did not realize that the balcony was not there. Sarmiento said the image has remained in her mind too. For me, it's been very difficult to thinking of everyone who lived there. So currently the death toll is about 18 people. 145 are still unaccounted for. And the underground garage was an area inspectors had said back in 2018 needed repairs. An engineer wrote in a report that, quote, failed waterproofing below the pool deck was causing major structural damage to the concrete structural slab below these areas, and warned that failure to replace it in the near future could cause concrete deterioration to expand exponentially. Not sure why the heck in 2018 nothing was done. So the investigation of the collapse is now starting. Experts say it will take months to determine what caused 55 units in two sections of the building to come crashing down. So this now starts to lead a little bit maybe away from a sinkhole, because the video originally and the witness who was there before she went missing said there's a hole where the pool is. And the sinkhole, she actually used the term sinkhole. And then all of a sudden there was a vertical collapse of the building. And you actually see the ground sink underneath. But on the flip side, what could have happened, another theory, would be that parking garage was built so poorly, there was so much water damage from the pool that was leaking into the structures between the pool and the parking garage, such that that floor was not strong enough to hold the building. And even though the pool was away from the building, the collapse of that level could have been enough to then make the building collapse, and then that force causes everything to sink. But then again, when sinkholes start, many times it causes just enough damage to, you know, cause things to shift and leak. So I'm still thinking that a sinkhole could be an issue, but this starts to make it a little different, because it looks like in the video, the garage was appeared still in place. Now, one of the inspectors had noticed that there was a puddle. Now, a puddle in the garage, when you have puddles that show up out of, you know, which when they usually don't exist, that could be a sign of a sinkhole. It could also be a sign that water was leaking up above. The pool and the deck looked nice. It didn't look like there were any leaks, but there could have been. So, sadly, it's going to take a real, real long time for them to get the victims, as well as try to re-piece what happened. I believe they would be able to see, you know, forensically, once they remove everything, you know, how deep the hole could be. But again, when you have a 12-story building fall, I wouldn't be surprised if the land underneath would sink. So I don't know if they're going to be able to determine. But the reason why I really want to entertain the theory of sinkhole, even though that may not be the biggest working theory right now, is because, like I said, rather than a one-off of this one building having very bad contractors or very bad engineers or very bad inspectors or a very bad board that didn't act on it, sinkholes could kind of signify that this could happen in with multiple other buildings. So when I hear people not really entertain that idea, I don't want to worry every other building, but this needs to be looked at. So currently with the search and rescue, 1 week after, it's been about a week now since the collapse, the search and rescue effort had to be halted because the vacant, still standing part of the building is starting to shift, and they think that it might collapse as well, the part of the building that's still there. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said operations were halted over concerns about the standing structure. Now, the families of those missing were informed, and the search and rescue operation will continue as soon as it is safe to do so. Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said slight movement in the concrete floor slabs near north and south corner of the building that could cause additional failure of the building moving in the debris pile forced a temporary stop at 2:11 a.m. Now, adding a little bit more insult to injury is Tropical Storm Elsa has now been churning in the Atlantic Ocean. So Tropical Storm Elsa is slated to come to Florida. They are saying they don't think it's going to affect their search and rescue. They're going to still move forward. But this is now the third storm of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center said it is too soon to determine what, if any, impacts could occur there next week, given the uncertainty in the long-range forecast. But Elsa, Tropical Storm Elsa, is only now at this point a tropical storm. And yes, looks like it was named after the Disney, well, maybe not named after the Disney character, but yeah, Elsa. It strengthened today into a tropical storm with winds of 45 miles an hour. At 11 a.m. Eastern time, it was about 700 miles east-southeast of the Windward Islands, racing west at about 28 miles per hour. If you and I are driving 28 miles per hour, we're not really thinking we're racing. But for a storm, it's moving. It's on the move. Tropical storm warning, therefore, is in effect for Barbados and Martinique, St. Lucia and St. Vincent, as well as the Grenadines. And a tropical storm watch is in effect for Guadalupe and Grenada and its dependencies, they say. So, obviously, there's a lot of memes with Elsa and all that, but it looks like it's going to make a beeline to the Caribbean, and then it might move into the Eastern Caribbean by Friday night, and then move north. If it does move north, it could affect the east or the west coast of Florida. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.